My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Much appreciation to our guy B. Scott for hanging out with us all 11 o'clock hour. He's going to go back and handle his responsibilities and duties as he always does. A great job of doing so for Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atatula, we'll keep going, giving you fantastic Texans content, including this next segment, What's Real, when it comes to what we saw in week one. I do want to remind you, we are continuing on with our Odyssey Houston Reading Radiothon as we are raising money for the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. A lot of folks donating and, you know, making sure to help us try and reach our $100,000 goal for the day to help. You know, the babies, make sure that they get books before they, you know, before they reach kindergarten, make sure that they are literate, that they are read, they have an opportunity and a learning and a willingness and an excitement, rather, is the word I was looking for, to go in and learn. And also, as we are trying to be a little selfish within this, if you want to donate, which, mind you, there's ways to donate. Again, new books, no spaces, no underscores. Text that to 41444. And as of now, Phillip66 is matching all those donations, so thanks to them. But you can also be a little selfish if you like the University of Houston Cougars, want to support that program when they play Iowa State on September 28th. Buy tickets to that game. You can buy the tickets to that game today by using the website uhcougars.com/odyssey. That is A-U-D-A-C-Y. Portions of that that purchase will go to this same fund. So that's another way to get involved here, help the babies read, and maybe do a little something for yourself.
Charcuterie by Christie has donated.
Hey.
Bautista Metal Building, Junior's Desserts and Colombian Pastries. That sounds pretty good.
You love to see it.
Chill House Vending, Extreme Cleaning and Remediation Services as well. So small business, will give you a shout out.
Hey, we love it, especially when you support a business in your community and the business in the community supports back. That's a beautiful relationship that you can have. And we love seeing that in Houston here during our radiothon. All right, what's real? Lopez, Figgy, what's real from week one and what's not? And you can text in and get involved. 713-572-4610. I appreciate all the folks that I know that we talked about one of those hot button ticket issues in the last segment. We appreciate you, one, being respectful in the way that we've had conversations about that. I'm always very proud to see a listenership able to engage in a respectful way, especially on things that can be a little divisive at times.
Oh, there's respectful. I did not check, man. I was scared to check.
I think for the most part.
Mostly.
Okay.
Mostly.
Okay, that's good.
I think for the most part, I'm very proud. Very proud. I think this would be a little less divisive, but hell, who knows, man? Sometimes when you start talking football,
yeah,
it come to blows. But hopefully that won't be the case here.
On our air.
It
all right, man. Hit the other off.
All right, you so say like you might have heard that before. Go ahead.
I'm done with it. Stand. I'm switching the music.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to protect your peace and switch the music every once in a while. But we appreciate you hanging out with us. And by the way, we are in the noon o'clock hour, which means Texans tickets will be given away to the Sunday night game during this.
Don't switch the music yet.
Yeah, don't do that. Just yet. You want to hang around. All right. When it comes to tackling, let's start there. The tackling effort for these Texans. First of all, how would you categorize that, Lopez?
Slightly better than mediocre, but not outstanding.
Do we feel like that is the real representation of these Texans? Do we feel like it is not? Maybe this Texans team tackling wise will be better, because I do think that I lean towards, maybe it's hopefully lean towards, that is not quite real, that maybe this Texas tackling team can be better. That was a lot of alliteration. because of the particular matchup that you were dealing with, right? With Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson and the ways in which they are not easy to bring down.
Yeah.
And there was concerted efforts against them. And I think that probably exposed the
I think if we're being fair and honest, so that has to be something that you worry about, that it was real, because it was a continuing problem last year. Yeah, I mean, they had tackling issues here and there last year. They gave up a lot of rushing yards last year. So, yeah, no, I think if we're being fair here, that's what D'Amico's telling him right now. Tackling's got to be better. He talked about it a little bit yesterday as well. No, that's real, and that's something that you have to be concerned about a little bit.
Okay, well, let's hear D'Amico on the coach's show talking yesterday.
Jalen, starting with him, like he was very active in the run game, and that's what sets him apart, right, when he does come down and play that nickel position. Like, his ability to fit the run game, a lot of times you have those smaller DBs that get in there and they don't want to stick it up in here in the run game. But Jalen is one of our most physical players, and to see the way he tackled was really well. Thought Henry stepped up and did a really nice job making some tackles. And, you know, like you said, on Anthony Richardson, we had a couple times where he got out of the pocket, and we need about 12 guys to get him down. Yeah.
So Bossman seems to be fairly happy, particularly with two of the guys that we look at when it comes to tackling, Jalen Petrie and Henry Tolu.
I think it was two of the guys that we might have had. Yeah, we might have had the biggest questions about.
Yeah.
What's real, though, like for me, I'm going to mention something that I think is we often overlook, and probably, to be honest, we'll probably overlook all season long, because it's not a glittery position, a marquee position. Those interior tackles did a pretty dang good job.
Yeah.
They did a pretty dang, and that's with no D'Amico
Autry. That feels real as hell, man.
Yes, it does. Because that was something that we didn't really know. All the offseason acquisitions, these marquee players, as I talk about, then you go, okay, Folu Fatakasi, you know, well, let's see. He's a veteran that's been around.
That's a sack for that gentleman.
He had a sack and a tackle for loss.
Correct.
And a quarterback hit. And then there's the one and only Rio, Mario Edwards.
That is a sack, a tackle for loss, and a quarterback hit.
Yeah, and he was another guy that we really didn't get on our radar until, I guess it was Will Anderson Jr.
We had Will Anderson on.
And he's like, oh, man, Rio this, Rio that. He's just been helping me. And I'm like,
we like who?
So, but
and if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, exactly what it was.
B. Scott said, oh, you talk about Mario Edwards,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
Guys, Mario Edwards and Fatakasi were really good on the interior defensive line. We haven't given them the proverbial flowers, you know, too much, and probably won't all year, because it's not a glamorous position. But then throw in D'Amico Autry, man. Throw in D'Amico Autry after 4 weeks, and all of a sudden, you got something that helps that run defense and helps the tackling.
Yeah, the run defense and tackling, I think those are the ones that are really interesting. But for me also, the idea that you were getting pressure from those interior guys, is that's a plus for me. I mean, just a generally, if the interior defensive line stops the run and just does not allow the quarterback to step up into that pocket, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're actually getting legitimate pressure there, oh, now we're cooking with grease. So I thought that was really cool to get that that positively, and for that to be a real thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. That continues forward. How about this? Quite an efficient day on third and fourth down for these Houston Texans. Third down, they were 7-14 all the way around. And then on fourth down, 2-2. Both of those, they were, I mean, below halfway when it came to, or the, they were in the second half, bottom half of the league when it came to their efficiency. Those plays, particularly fourth down, they were 30th on fourth down. I mean, just CJ himself throwing was 9-for-9 in third and fourth down situations. How real is that level of efficiency for this team?
To me, and we may revisit this today, to me, that's almost something that we're taking for granted because of C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
Because he's so good. And keep in mind, some of the plays that he made in those third and fourth down situations were falling down to your knees and pitching the ball to Brevin Jordan. It was the dart that he threw to clinch the game to Nico Collins. And what was the other one? I mean, he just made spectacular. Oh, it was the cross the body throw to the middle of the field, also to Nico Collins.
Yes, it was.
That is real. I mean, that is absolutely real because of C.J. Stroud and what he can do on those situations.
To this extent, that's not real, though. Like, the idea that you're just...
Oh, gonna, 9-for-9?
Right, right. Yeah. And I think that I did want to just make that
but
abundantly clear.
But consistently converting.
But, yes, I think being pretty consistent in that way, I do feel a lot better about that. If for no other reason than one of the things that is nice is you're seeing that defenses over top are going to... They're going to, you know, be conservative because of the guys that you have that's capable. And not only were we talking about the idea of Dalton Schultz being able to get underneath and just kind of maybe play in the situation that we're talking about, maybe just play the sticks, right, and be able to get things there. Stephon Diggs, it seems like, is going to be able to work the middle of the field pretty well, like the intermediate areas. And he honestly, like, he is one of the big reasons why you have Josh Allen being where he is. They get Stephon Diggs over there, and all of a sudden he goes from being a quarterback that was not good in his first 2 years to being a very good one, particularly because he can attack the intermediate places because they have Stephon Diggs. Like, I do think that that is going to pose quite a challenge for defenses, particularly in those late down situations, assuming the pass blocking looks better.
And that ties in with the other one that I feel is under the radar but is very, very real. Because you mentioned Stephon Diggs, and he was in the slot a lot.
Yes.
He's not always going to be in the slot. And that ties in with mine. That's Bobby Slowick finding creative ways of using these guys to really confuse defenses. Now, we can talk about the big three all we want, like Stephon Diggs. He's not always going to be in the slot. They're going to move him around. He's going to be outside. Nico Collins, you know, we know what he can do. But how about Tank Dell on reverses and end arounds? How about Xavier Hutchinson on another end around? I believe Xavier Hutchinson had the other one. How about just finding creative ways to get all these weapons other touches? And I think, you know, you can talk about...
That's real as hell to me.
Yeah, that is very real. That's Bobby Slowick, as we talked about before the season.
Hutchinson didn't have an end around. Tank had both of them. Yeah,
yeah.
I thought that was very intentional, right? Yeah. The ideas of getting all of these guys the football. It's one of those things that's been a conversation, and I think those guys have been very clear that, you know, it's going to happen. And it seems like that was one of the ways that we get the ball into Tank Dell's hands. With the speed that he has, with the guys on the field, we do like those end arounds. Those do provide a matchup benefit for us when you're getting these defenses flowing one way. Now we have a speedy guy taking it the other way. They have to try and change their direction and go and tackle Tank Dell, which good luck on that. Right, and that's another way you get the ball into his hands that maybe you don't have to throw it there.
It was Diggs.
Okay, yes, Diggs.
It was Diggs. Yeah, it was Diggs. I thought it was Hutch. But again, Diggs. Like, this is something I've really looked forward to. I think it's very real. Bobby Slowick, all these toys. Let's see how we can use them.
Yeah, I thought that was a great point, and I do believe that that's real. I do think that because we've heard from multiple different settings from different people that there's a concerted effort to make sure to get everybody the ball. Mm-hmm. At least there's a capability, right? Everybody just get open is the thing. And I remember was Tank Dell on the Pivot podcast was like, hey, man, Slowick's got plays for all these yes. dudes, right?
That's real, man.
That was very evident.
Really looking forward to it. And as far as the getting everybody touches, when you look at the targets, you can't ask for much more from your big
three. No, it's pretty well balanced.
8, 7, and 6, Nico, Tank, and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
That. You can take that every week.
And I know for certain, just off the top of my head, the play in which C.J. Stroud slips in the middle of the field and then manages to get a first down by mm-hmm. throwing it to Brevin Jordan, that one was going to Stephon Diggs. That's another target there that just because of the way that the play played out, that he didn't get to that gentleman. And so, I think you're good there. There's a couple more that I want to get to. Let me see if I can slot these in real quick. One of these is one that I probably shouldn't try and get to quickly. Red zone. They were technically 3 for 3. A couple of those were field goal situations. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this team in the red zone, especially when it comes to like trying to get 7 in the red zone?
Okay, so I feel much better about it because of what we just talked about with the receivers and Bobby Slowick and using guys in different ways and all that. That was an issue. I mean, that was one of the big issues last year. I really am not, everybody's going to have their day defensively in the red zone, but I think consistently, kind of like the third down thing, they're going to be able to convert those 3 points, convert those opportunities into points and a lot of 3 points into touchdowns.
And then, I was talking about field goals. All your field goals are 50 plus yards. So those are 3 for 3 in the red zone. Secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Are their secondary struggles real?
Again, I know you and B. Scott were talking about the cornerbacks and they were getting open, and you're not wrong. We all saw it.
I mean, Sting got on a double move. I think on that A.D. Mitchell one where, I mean, A.R. Anthony Richardson mm-hmm. sails it, I think he got caught looking in the backfield.
He might have.
Anthony Richardson hits the top of his drop, he pumps, and, you know, A.D. Mitchell gets the little out and up, and Stingley is stuck, flat-footed.
Yeah.
And I think that matters, right? And obviously mm-hmm. there's going to be more experience, but... You have that happen. You have Jimmy Ward showing maybe possibly a little degradation.
That's where I go.
Getting back. And then I hate to keep doing this to Kamari Lassiter, but bringing up the idea that the recovery speed isn't there. So if there are mistakes, which are going to happen in football, you're not going to be perfect, especially as a DB. That's a failure position, man. That's a tough place to be. He doesn't have the idea of, okay, well, maybe I didn't get there. Now I have to go and catch back up.
Yeah.
I think that there's a possibility that big plays could be had on the secondary.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that, but I think that's going to be something that the arc of improvement is going to be very, very distinct and quickly. I'm more worried about the two guys in the middle who have experience. So, well, Kalen Bullock doesn't, but I'm saying Jimmy Ward being there, and then the rookie Kalen Bullock at safety. I'm more worried about the middle of the field. I think it's not real in terms of the cornerbacks, but I'll give you Kamari Lassiter until he starts showing that improvement. But we've seen a lot in the preseason that he can do that. A little more worried about the two safeties.
Okay. All right. I have a little bit of audio that I want to circle back to. I think we'll do that at 1 to get a feel for some of that from the 832. Was Coach Keenum on the sidelines? I actually didn't see. I'll have to check.
I didn't either.
We'll see if we can get an ID on that.
He was in a Geico commercial or some insurance company.
He was in an insurance commercial. I thought he was
progressive.
Very
good. It might have been progressive.
I enjoyed that quite a bit. One thing that we always enjoy here in the loop. Coming up next, time for some lunchtime confessions. First, I can confess, we might be giving away some tickets. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.